we speak about, you know, the algorithm and being consistent and showing up every day. My perspective on this is, if you're running in and overwhelming yourself right from the get-go, thinking that you've got to go from 0 to 5 lives a week, that in itself isn't sustainable. Go with what you can hold and then slowly build from there.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focus podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, well, every 5 episodes, we switch our focus to a different marketing method. It could be email or SEO or Facebook ads, and we pick up the thread from the last time we covered it. In each episode, we release a new one every single Wednesday. I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making that marketing method work for you. Now, in this episode, we are returning to the hot topic that is TikTok, and we are kicking off with an unexpected topic, but one which you're shortly to realize is super important to manage to build your TikTok sales on TikTok Shop. Whether you're doing TikTok lives in-house or managing creators and affiliates to run them for you, the following advice is a potential game changer. So in this episode, we are looking at the energy and emotional side of doing TikTok live streams, how you can manage to maintain your energy, enthusiasm, and sales success with TikTok live streams in a better way than just hoping and praying that it will continue. My guest is going to explain it far better than me. She is a true expert in TikTok live streams. She's running them every single week for various brands, and she's training brands and affiliates and creators on how to do them better, as well as managing the energy and the oomph, I suppose, that goes into making them really work really well. So she's also sharing loads of super cool tips about the practicalities of live streaming and making them work and frequency and all that kind of good stuff as well. So make sure you listen right to the end of the episode so you get all of that, including her quickfire insider tips, where she may be almost spilling the beans on some very exciting upcoming TikTok news. And then I will share my take on it all and outline a couple of other ways we can help you improve your TikTok even more. So stay tuned to the end. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok Shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And get this, of TikTok's millions of users, 1 in 4 can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTokAds. All one word. I'd love to hear how you get on. In this episode, I'm chatting with TikTok specialist Layla Kimi-Nia. Layla is a business coach at Emotions Deep and a former TikTok Shop seller turned trainer. She now helps her clients build their TikTok Shop sales for the long term via live streams. Hello, Layla.
Hi, Chloe.
Very cool to have you here. Thank you for joining us. How did you end up in the wonderful world of TikTok?
This is a fun story. It's so random. So I've got a really good friend of mine that actually has a jewelry brand, and they've been operating for around 10 years, joined TikTok about 2 or 3 years ago. And over a coffee catch up one day, she was telling me how she just started live streaming and just realized how tired she was. And, you know, she wanted to go on holiday, but she didn't know what to do about the live streams. Because once you kind of start, you know, you've got to keep going with them. And I sort of said, well, that sounds like fun. If you ever need cover, I'll do it for you. And a couple of weeks later, she asked if I wanted to start doing live streams. And I said, yes. And I'd never done it before. And that was pretty much the gist of how I got into it. So it was just me going to their home studio and selling jewelry on TikTok shop, and I absolutely loved it.
Just to give, because I know a lot of our listeners won't have ever done or watched a good live stream. Anyway, we're not talking about going live for 10 minutes, are we, when we're doing this? We're talking going live for a lot longer than that, usually.
Yeah, generally sort of 2 hours is a pretty decent and average live stream time. Most brands would do a 2-hour live. Some go even longer now that it's got really big, some of the bigger brands. But yeah, about 2 hours usually.
And you mentioned that you can't stop. You have to keep a regular broadcast activity. Of course, you can't pre-record these, unlike podcasts. Thank goodness you can pre-record podcasts. But they have to go live. So what frequency would people be doing? Is it weekly? Is it fortnightly? Is it always at the same time, the same day? Or is it daily? What does a normal frequency look like?
So it is different for different brands. I guess it depends on the kind of budget that they've got and how much they really want to flood the TikTok shop market and the For You page. Most brands go live every day. And once you start going live, the consistency helps the algorithm to pick up on you and to see what you're doing and to respond to what you're doing with traffic and the right kind of traffic. So the consistency is really important. And with TikTok Shop, with the live streaming feature, you're able to actually build through your category and through different levels with your success with engagement and conversion, which brings you, it kind of lets you climb. Mm-hmm. It kind of lets you climb. And if you sort of get to a certain level with it and then you don't go live for, you know, a week or sometimes even a few days, you can notice the difference when you go live again, where your traffic might have dropped, where, you know, the algorithm got confused because you didn't go live when you went live before. And so it didn't know to send you traffic. And, you know, it's pretty complex.
It's complex. And it's a big old commitment for any brand to get involved with. Maybe we'll get into that, you know, how to start and all that kind of stuff a bit later on. But first off, you don't do as many live streams anymore, do you? You've switched to becoming a trainer and a coach. So why did you make that shift? Because from the outsider perspective, TikTok live streams are super hot right now. Loads of people are interested in it. There's plenty, for some, anyone who can do them well, there's plenty of work. So what made you switch from delivery to the coaching and the training side of it all?
It was really about where I felt I could be of more service. I could absolutely be doing, you know, multiple live streams a day for multiple different brands and that be okay. And, you know, that would be all I needed to do to make a living. But I feel as though there is a huge gap in sales and wellness where there needs not to be that gap, because that sustainable model of selling that doesn't really exist without that framework of nervous system regulation and really looking after yourself from that wellness perspective just doesn't exist. And I want to be part of bridging that gap because of my experience myself with live streaming. I got burnt out quite a lot. And so part of what I do now in my training and how I'm helping to support with this angle on top of the sales and the general sales training that I do with brands and affiliates, I really feel like it's come from my downfalls and where I kind of quote unquote went wrong with my own live streaming journey. And so it's sort of been born from that. And because I know actually how intense live streaming can be, especially if you are doing it regularly, the pressure that can be on you as well from brands that are paying you and expect to see you bring in sales. There's so much happening because I know how that is. And I know, and I've worked with so many different live streamers as well. I just feel like it's sort of a bit like a duty of care. I feel I have this sense of compassion and I want to see people win, but I want to see them win from a place of looking after themselves, because this is what's missing in the hustle culture world of TikTok.
I always think of TikTok live streams as being vaguely similar to, you know, QVC and TV shopping. And like in the world of TV shopping, no TV channel would put their talent on screen for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, 7 days a week, because they would get burnt out. And you have to bring the energy to the stage, whether that stage is a mobile phone broadcasting on TikTok or whether that is the QVC studios. You have to bring the energy, otherwise the sales session doesn't work. And of course, on those channels as well, they have ad breaks, which you don't get when you're doing a TikTok live. So kind of when you think about it like that, you're like, well, yeah, there's a fundamental lack of, we could call it self-care, we could call it mental health, we could call it, you know, building long-term success, which just isn't fundamentally built into the model. You know, as you were saying, you could be doing 3 or 4 live streams a day for different brands 5 days a week. I don't know how any, even the biggest extrovert in the world, I don't know how they would manage that. It would be insane. And as a business owner, why you would commit yourself to do 2 hours a day, 7 days a week, also seem kind of crazy. So is the solution about putting kind of boundaries around what we do, recruiting more people to it, or are there things we can do individually to improve our own well-being around all of this?
I think there's a mixture of all of those things that you just spoke to. I think the awareness needs to be there because, you know, from a brand perspective, they see, you know, a live streamer do a 2-hour live for them and hit a sales record. And the logical mind says, let's duplicate that. So if we add a second live stream on a day, then we'll get double the revenue, right? And it doesn't work like that. So the awareness first and foremost, and then boundaries around what you will give, you know, and how you will, you know, agree to show up in that capacity. And then, yeah, that self-care and really knowing and understanding what your capacity is, and just knowing that, you know, it's not the more I give, the more money I make and the more sales I make. That's just a big no. And I know that from experience because I just ended up burning out.
Yeah, it's like there are things which you can roll out in the world of e-commerce marketing, you know, like you can test a direct mail list, and if it works, you can roll out to the rest of that direct mail list and you'll see a pretty similar response because it's kind of mechanical, it's algorithmic, you know, it's the same with your Facebook ads, Google ads, et cetera, et cetera. But there's that fundamental human experiential element of the live stream where, well, yeah, you could go twice a day with the same person and make them do 4 hours a day in the mornings and the afternoons, or the afternoons and the evenings, or whatever. But you have to very quickly realize that that's going to diminish, because they're not going to be able to bring the energy to it to get those sales. So presumably for brands in that perspective, in that position, that would be the point at which you recruit an affiliate or another presenter. So you have kind of shows with different feel. Does that work if you've got multiple live streams, but hosted by different individuals, therefore you're spreading the load?
So yeah, there's lots of nuances to this. And firstly, I just want to mention that it's not impossible to have a live streamer that does 2 lives a day for a brand and doesn't trail off and into burnout. I personally know live streamers that do go live 5 days a week, twice a day, and can be somewhat consistent and still break records, in fact, because she does. This particular person I'm thinking of, what this particular person does is have an awareness on their nervous system, has this mindset that I like to bring into my trainings, and she sort of understands. And this is what I'm trying to bring in, is that, you know, that sustainability does exist and can exist without the burnout through certain practices and through being able to address that. In terms of, you know, having affiliates and other presenters. So most brands, if you're going live on TikTok and you don't have affiliates, creators posting for you, you're missing a big trick, because the way I see it, for a brand to be really successful on TikTok, there's a few different cogs. You want to get them all turning and working beautifully together for that real scalability. So you've got live streaming, you've got affiliate creators posting, you've got ads running, and you've got the main page content flowing. So for me, those are like the four main cogs that you want turning for any brand to get that real, you know, whoomph and to really get going on the platform. Introducing other presenters on the page is possible, and I've seen it be really successful, and personally experienced where that wasn't successful when the other presenters were not. Here's the thing, if you've got presenters that are completely different in the way that they sell, the way that they look after themselves and their energy, if one live does really well and then the next presenter goes and does a live and that does really not as well, it's going to affect the traffic on the next live. So when this presenter who did really well comes on to do another live after the previous live didn't go so well, they can find it a bit of a struggle to then. So there needs to be that consistency, that continuity, that sort of on the same pageness. If you are having multiple presenters, that you're operating from that same kind of level for it to be really good, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. So on that front, if you had a girly girl doing your clothes in one, and then you had a beardy, miserable man in the other one. Sorry, guys, no gender stereotyping here, but that, because they are so different in you know how they operate. You can see that they pull in different people, and therefore the algorithm is going to get confused anyway because you've got such different hooks going on. I would always have assumed that to find a. If you're going to be recruiting people to run your live streams, you're looking for people with the right values and the right behaviors as the brand, but you're also looking for that kind of energy match, selling style and everything else as well.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. There has to be that. But then on that, you know, we say that that difference could be, you know, the downfall, but, you know, TikTok can surprise you. What if that actually gave huge success because of the different audience that pulls in? It's really about how a live stream presenter can engage with an audience. So yeah, we want to be looking at, you know, selling style. We want to be looking at how they can hold their energy and how they can speak about the products, but how a live streamer connects with the audience with their unique personality is also something I teach about and train. Oh, it's quite hard to train how to have personality, but you know, it's something that I speak about anyway. So that I would say is super, super important. So this is where TikTok becomes so nuanced and multifaceted, because you can be surprised what you think may not work ends up being something that, you know, snowball things for you.
And you mentioned a bit earlier about how there's lots of ways in which you can manage your energy levels, your, you know, between it, you know, like you mentioned about your colleague who does two a day, 5 days a week, very successfully, because she takes the right steps to look after herself in between. So I'm assuming for example, this would be things like you don't immediately come off the live stream and start packing boxes in the warehouse, for example. So it's working out what you're doing when you're not live streaming as much as when you are live streaming. And does this go outside of the working day into general life? What would your a few kind of example tips you could give us for anyone listening who's going, I am exhausted, but I cannot stop?
Yeah. So When we think about exhaustion and burnout and doing too much and not being able to sit still, what we're talking about on a physiological level is nervous system dysregulation. And when we are in that state, which I'm going to be honest, most of society is, because that's the world that we live in, and then, you know, fueled by coffee, which further aggravates and dysregulates the nervous system, it's a recipe for burnout. So when we're looking at it from this standpoint, It's about finding ways to come back into regulation, to find some safety and resource within the nervous system so that we can bring that regulation about, because it's from the regulated place where we can find success and without further impacting our nervous system. So it's going to look like, it could look like different things for different people. But, you know, for me, that looks like doing regular breathwork sessions so that I can change the state and the activation state of my nervous system. It's looking at how I'm feeling. How am I feeling in this moment? And where does that show up in my body? Am I feeling anxious? Can I feel that in my stomach? And actually just taking some moments to be still and be with that, not trying to get rid of it, not trying to push it away, but to simply be present with what is present. Because in the acknowledgement of that, we can start to build a sense of safety within our nervous system by showing it we're not in a threat right now. Because that's what's happening when the nervous system's dysregulated. When it's dysregulated, it's in survival threat. It feels like it's under threat. So when we can sit in stillness, even if it's just for 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 2 minutes a day, that can often be enough to show it, hey, look, we're not in immediate danger right now. And that simple act of presence can allow us to come into a little bit more regulation. So before I go live, I sit, close my eyes, I take some deep breaths. I discern what's going on in my body. How am I feeling? I give myself that presence. And, you know, sometimes something more is needed. I might put on a song that I really like and dance like no one's watching. I might, you know, put a song on that I like and just sing, because actually singing and humming can stimulate the vagus nerve in the back of the neck, which forms part of the nervous system. And, you know, stimulating that vagal tone can help to bring regulation to the nervous system as well. So these are all just little things that anyone and everyone can do. And it might sound very simple, like, what, that's it. It's regular practice of this, which helps you to shift state.
So it's both about things you do in the lead up to going live, but also things you're doing in general life practice to make sure that you are, I guess, paying more attention to your body rather than, I'm tired, let's just drink more caffeine, which is obviously not actually enabling your body to do the things it needs to do to go back to regulation nervous system and therefore be in a better place to be able to consistently deliver rather than burning out.
Yeah, that's it. And really what this is about is capacity. So, you know, if we are in that place of, you know, doing too much, not being able to stop, you've obviously got a lot involved with that, right? You know, the needing to take care of the family, needing to earn money, you know, you've got all these real life tangible things that mean that you need to work. Right. So, you know, not everyone is blessed enough to be able to say, all right, I'm just going to rest for the whole day. You know, in an ideal world, we'd be able to do that as much as possible to come back into a state of regulation, but that ain't how it works. Right. So, you know, what we do instead is we can steal these moments, right? We can be committed to giving ourselves that 5 minutes a day, incorporating that into an everyday practice so that we can expand our capacity to hold more. What do I mean by that? Well, the nervous system has a certain capacity to handle stress, to handle grief, to handle joy, excitement, pain, all of the things, right? And the more dysregulated the nervous system is, the harder it is to manage this. Everything feels overwhelming, even excitement, even good things, quote unquote, good things can feel incredibly overwhelming if your nervous system doesn't have the capacity to hold that amount of charge. And so the more that we sit with, the more that we work, and also getting support for this if you need it is super important as well. I just want to add in, but you know, the more that we can be with all of this and we can sit in that stillness and we can breathe and we can do these little practices, we can expand the nervous system's capacity to hold more. It's like a muscle, you know, you want to build muscle At the gym, you've got to go consistently and you've got to keep doing it to increase your capacity to hold more weight. The nervous system is the same in the way that it works. And so, you know, if you want to be able to do 3 live streams a day, you essentially can do that sustainably if you are doing the nervous system and the mindset and the emotional work that goes with it, right? It's a lot, but it can be done.
It's like anything, isn't it? If you put in the effort and you put in the preparation, then you can work your way up to it. But if on day one, you're starting off with that and you're paying zero attention to how you actually manage to make it happen and how you, you know, put the groundwork in, then you're going to be in trouble. What I find fascinating is that the tactics and the practices you're talking about are both like emergency support, but also long-term cumulative impactors. I can't think of the correct words, but it's both like you can deploy it at the point of crisis, but if you actually commit to it, then you'll get better over the longer term as well.
Absolutely. And can I just say, long-term cumulative impactors, that was awesome. Can I steal that? I love that.
Yeah, steal away. Please do. So this is clearly, you know, for anyone who's going down the TikTok shop route, something they really need to pay attention to. I'm sure we've got some listening who are busy doing this now, thinking, right, I am trying that as of this afternoon. But I'm sure we've also got some people listening who've never done TikTok shop live streams before. And we've been talking about multiple per day. When you start, would you go, obviously you're going to put in all these good practices from the start anyway, but would you go once a week, once a month? Or do you need to, from day one, commit to the daily?
No, I think, you know, as much as we speak about, you know, the algorithm and being consistent and showing up every day, you know, essentially, like, we get to shape and mold how that works for us, right? For example, I just started working with one brand that are going to start with 2 live streams a week, you know, and then slowly build from there. You could start with 1 a week if you wanted, you know, to be honest, do what you want. And I know that there are many different schools of thought here, but my perspective on this is, if you're running in and overwhelming yourself right from the get-go, thinking that you've got to go from 0 to 5 lives a week, that in itself isn't sustainable unless you've got, you know, the foundations of which you can hold all of that. What do I mean by foundations? Perhaps you've got the support, the team, the finances, you know, maybe you've got what you need to be able to go straight in. If you are a one-man band with a small business or a two-man band with a small business or whatever it is, that might be too much. So really just go with what you can hold. And then slowly build from there, because that's also part of nervous system training, right? If you can add a new thing on, which is like 1 or 2 live streams a week, that's going to be extra to hold, right? So at the start, that might feel a little bit like, oh, there's this extra job that I'm doing. That's quite a lot with everything else that I'm already doing. But once you can do that consistently and you can show your nervous system that, hey, look, we can hold this very consistently 2x a week, your nervous system's going to start to feel safe with the commitment to that consistency, which is going to then expand its capacity to hold more, at which point, however long, a month down the line, you can add on an extra live stream a week. And then you can keep building from that point.
Love that. Thank you, Layla. Really, really cool. Been brilliant getting to chat to you both about, with all your super practical live streaming advice and the super essential nervous system regulation side of avoiding burnout when we're doing all these live streams. Okay, listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Layla's insider tips on TikTok and my suggestions for other ways we can help you improve things even further in your businesses. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And get this, of TikTok's millions of users, 1 in 4 can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTok ads. All one word. I'd love to hear how you get on. Okay, Layla, so far we've gone deep into TikTok live selling and the emotional toll we can avoid with the right practices. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of TikTok. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with TikTok, which of course does include all the things we've already been talking about. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
I would say self-awareness. So notice what drives your behaviors, your fears, or your anxieties about going live. You know, whether that's you as a person that's going to go live, or whether you've, you know, got a brand and you've got fears around, you know, shelling out money to hire a live stream presenter. Just notice what's coming up for you, because the better that you can have that self-awareness and the better you can know yourself, the greater chance you've got of overcoming the very things that create these blind spots that hold you in your business back. And of course, with this, get support if you need it. But I would say self-awareness is key.
I love that as a piece of newbie advice. Okay, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Well, I've already touched on it today, but regular nervous system regulation, that is key, because the bigger your capacity of your nervous system can handle, you know, the more sales you can make, essentially. You know, there's been so many times that I've seen brands do really, 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 really well and then plateau, and they have no idea why. They're doing all the right things and they don't understand why the sales aren't increasing. And many times it's because physiologically they can't hold more. Their nervous system doesn't feel safe to expand higher and bigger than they've been able to receive for themselves before. So subconsciously they keep themselves in a place that feels comfortable. So this is why we've got to do the nervous system work.
And it's so simple, everyone, as you've just found out. Now, if someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Absolutely. So a bit of plug in here, but my TikTok page, I'm regularly posting lots of free resources, tips and videos about live streaming and even content creation for affiliate creators as well. So lots of good stuff there. That's at Layla Sales and Wellness on TikTok. I've also got an ebook that I've created that is the cost of a cup of coffee, and it's called Mastering Sales Through Embodiment, Mindset and Nervous System Wisdom. So you can find that over on my website.
Brilliant. Love those two resources. And very pleased there's a TikTok resource, you know, literally an on TikTok resources. This is a TikTok episode. Finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
More expansion, a bigger explosion of brands on TikTok shop, because more brands and shops, you know, bricks and mortar shops are going live. Even during working hours, you're going to start seeing people live inside shops, live on TikTok, in retail shops. This is what we're going to see. And you're going to start to see things expand and change in particular categories on TikTok as well, in certain niches to do with food that I may or may not have be playing a part in right now that I can't say too much about. But things are going to be changing and expanding in the way that people are able to buy things on TikTok shop. So it's very, very exciting. And it's just changing the way that we know shopping.
Ooh, there you go, guys. Almost secret information, but Layla's very cleverly saving me and the editors from having to cut it out by not telling us about it. But really, some really juicy tidbits there. Thank you. Love that. Layla, we are very nearly at the end of the show, though. So could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business?
Absolutely. So my website is emotionsdeep.com, and it's not emotions spelt normal emotions. It's E-M and then oceans like the sea. So emotionsdeep.com. I'm also on Instagram and TikTok at emotionsdeep. And for all my sales and wellness tips for affiliate creators and brands on TikTok, it's at Layla Sales and Wellness. And that's L-E-I-L-A, Layla Sales and Wellness.
Awesome. We will add all of that to the show notes so you can all find that super easily. And I believe you've got a discount offer for our audience as well.
I have indeed. So for anybody interested in any of my TikTok training or my embodied business coaching sessions with me, I've got a special code for you all. It is KEEP30 for 30% off. And you can use that at the checkout on my website. You can get in contact with me if you want more information on that.
Awesome. Layla, thank you again for being such a brilliant guest and bringing such an essential yet different topic to our TikTok series. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you today.
I love kicking off our TikTok series with such an important yet different take on the world of TikTok live stream selling. It is an super exciting channel, but it takes a lot out of you doing those live sessions. And you can turn up and do them when you're feeling not 100%, but you won't get the results from them. So you really do have to look after yourself or look after whoever's doing your live streams for you. And I love the strategies that Layla's putting together there and that she took us through some of those. So really super cool to get that nervous system deregulation and regulation advice, as well as how much does she know about what's working on TikTok live streams right now? Loving that. So you can get the links to everything we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special direct to episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right episode page. And once you get to the website, please do add yourself to our email list. So thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed it and want to carry on learning about TikTok right now, then you can pick up our thread of TikTok episodes by scrolling back up your feed to episodes 216 to 219, because that was the last time we talked TikTok, where we covered several different aspects of making it work for your store, including growth, TikTok ads and affiliates, as well as a session from one of Canada's leading TV shopping ladies, Dawn, taking us through lots of more tips on live selling. So go and find Dawn's episode. It's somewhere between 216 and 219 if you want even more on live streams on TikTok right now. You can also find our full thread of TikTok content via the short link keepopt.com/TikTok. And coming up over the next four episodes, we've got other must-know information about TikTok for you. Please do tell your fellow marketers about this show, because I want to help as many of you as possible to improve the performance of your e-commerce marketing, especially over the next few weeks on TikTok. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Check out the latest TikTok ads, new advertiser deals. Find them at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.